Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference.
Thank you so much for choosing your Encouraging WPER this morning. I'm Heather, and I'm so excited because we have friends over. Shelley Burnham is with CARS Restoration, which is Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services based in Culpeper, but working all around Virginia. And Shelley, I am so grateful that you're with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What I love is that even in your title, it's restoration, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services. Why is that word used as opposed to recovery?
Our focus goes really to the first word, which is Christ. And so the restoration word is extremely valuable because we believe that through Christ, He restores.
I love that whole take on that because, you know, we become a new creation in Christ. But like restoring a car, the bones and the shell, they're still there. They're still good. It's the insides that He works on. And it is a true restoration from the inside out.
Right, right. And so people will often remember the word CARS. They won't always remember what all the letters stand for. But it's a great acronym that we want to point people to Christ first. So it's Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, and in the name, the word addiction's there because we help people who struggle with all different types of addictions. Mm-hmm. We don't have the word drugs in our name or the
right.
word alcohol in our name because addiction affects so many people in different ways, and not just the person struggling with addiction, but also families.
Oh, gracious. Families, friends. And that's the thing that I've noticed through the years, because addiction definitely touched my family's life in a number of different ways, different family members. It isn't just, it's not a linear disease. I mean, it affects relationships throughout the entire family. And it's so important that the work that you do at CARS, tell our friends listening what you do as far as helping folks become unaddicted.
So one of the things that we do, thank you for the opportunity to talk about it,
mm-hmm.
we offer recovery groups, and these are support groups. And when you said that we're throughout Virginia, we're currently offering the meetings that we have in four counties.
I love
so
that.
So it's in Culpeper County, Fauquier County, Madison County, and Rappahannock County.
That's an enormous part of the middle of the state.
Not only are we in those four counties, but what we found is that people are traveling to our meetings from every county that touches our counties where we're meeting. So that's a total of 11 counties.
Wow. That's a lot of impact, but it also means there's a lot of need. So you are literally meeting people where they are to help them in their time of need.
Right. And we do keep track of when people come in to our meetings, and in those areas where we have our restore meetings, we looked at our numbers from January 1st through the end of August for 2025. And the amount of times that people came through the doors to a restore support group meeting are 1,964 times.
Oh, my gracious. You know, we talk a lot about how this is unprecedented time in our nation's history. But I look at people who are just, as I go about my day, going to the grocery store, going wherever, people are angry, people are upset, people are afraid. And in times like that, to numb the pain or the fear, people will turn to different vices. That tells mm-hmm. me, Shelley, there is a need for what you are doing with the CARS ministry.
That's right, because you were asking, what do we do to help people? So not only are we offering these support group meetings, but we're walking alongside those affected by addictions, walking alongside the family members, offering the community, bringing hope, bringing resources, bringing peer support, bringing testimonies, bringing classes. So we also have Bible studies.
Oh,
and
wow.
We also have videos that we watch of material that we learn how to deal with the issues that grip us and help people to learn some new ways of coping with things that will help in their walk. And we've seen people and learn new ways of and new opportunities, new friends, new people, new places.
Well, you know why that's so important is because that's something we're not necessarily taught either in schools or in Sunday school or in our families, is how to deal with these gigantic feelings and emotions, because they are so big and they can be difficult to handle. And I would imagine that giving someone the tools to help regulate their fear, their emotions, their reactions, that is going to pay off through, not just through their family, but also throughout the community as well.
That's right. Right. And so another thing we do is we actually work in the community. We have what we call a recovery ecosystem.
Oh, I love
where
that.
We work with employers to let them know we offer these support groups. We work with the public health system to let them know we're there. We work with other recovery support groups, so we collaborate and make referrals. We work with other nonprofits, other faith-based organizations. We also work in the judicial system.
Wow.
So people that are in probation or recovery court are also coming and involved in what we're doing. So we're offering the counseling resources, the support, the information, and we're also offering a long-term recovery focus.
That's so important.
We also work with the Mental Health Association, probation and parole, and reentry. So, for example, when folks are going to be coming out of the system and they need to figure out how to tackle the things that got them where they were,
yes,
we're there.
Oh, that's beautiful. Again, you're giving someone the education, the tools necessary to live a life. And I love how you consistently talk about freedom on your website, which is herestores.com. But it is freedom from these addictions, freedoms from the chains of fear. And gracious, that having that support system in yourself is such an empowering and freeing tool.
And there are people that are looking for a place to go that need help finding the next step and making this a new part of their life. Maybe they've come out of a treatment facility or come out of a detox situation or even come out of jail, and they need to get back on their feet and they're looking for help. And so that's the next step of what we're doing. So not only does CARS offer the Restore recovery groups in multiple counties, but we also are bringing a long-term faith-based drug and alcohol recovery home to the area.
And I know that's been a dream of yours and the folks on the board at CARS for some time. Thank you so much for choosing WPER this morning. Hey, I'm Heather. I'm excited because we have friends over. Shelley Burnham is with CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, based in Culpeper, but serving countless counties throughout Virginia. And you can find out more about all that CARS does at herestores.com, right? Herestores.com. And Shelley, we've just been talking about a dream that you've had for such a long time, the dream that the whole board has had at CARS about the recovery home. Tell us, give us an update.
It is really exciting because it has been a dream for a long time. The chairman of the board, he is a pastor, and he felt that he heard from the Lord where he said, I am going to prepare a long-term faith-based drug and alcohol recovery home, and I'm going to use you to help make it happen.
Wow. What are you going to say? Hey, God, I'm not sure about that.
So, since 2017, this team was put together to make this happen and follow God's plan and calling. And so, it's really exciting that in 2024, we were able to purchase a home that is just so exciting, that needed renovation, but it's the first step. We made the purchase. And so in January of 2025, we started working on the renovations, and we now have our HVAC that's all been roughed in, our plumbing ready for inspection, our electric ready for inspection, and it's just coming along by faith. It's truly a walk of faith, and we believe we're following God's calling. So That's what our long-term recovery focus is, to bring the recovery residents to the area.
It just mirrors completely what you're doing. You need to have a place where you can come that's safe before you can start to become loosed of the chains that are binding you to these addictions. And so CARS has been a safe place through the restore groups for years for people seeking freedom from addiction. But now you have a place where they can really literally come and rest their heads and help get some more tools for the battle.
That's right. And so we knew that while we needed to raise funds for the home, the problem was now.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
People needed help now.
Yeah.
So that's how the Restore Groups began, because that didn't take as much money as buying and operating a house.
Right, exactly.
So, we knew that we could provide meaningful support to those affected by addictions and the family members that walked alongside of them while we were working to find and buy a home and really just seeking the Lord and walking by faith. And so a really neat thing happened for us in 2025. The community voted that we offered the best addiction health services in our region.
Oh, my God. In the region?
Yes. And so the really exciting thing about that was we are working to follow God's plan. Mm-hmm. We want to walk this path, helping people with Him, Christ-centered, you know, as the first and foremost focus of our goal.
Absolutely.
And so out of all addiction health services, before we even have the home started,
right,
we give that nomination and then award from the community. And it really points back to what God is doing, mm-hmm. what God is preparing. God gets the glory for CARS desiring to follow His will and His plan to be the best to honor Him.
I know that's taken a lot of work. I know it still takes a lot of work day in and day out. And that's clear because, you know, the community was saying, hey, you need to be recognized for what you're doing. What I think about, like, when God calls you to do something, it sounds a little off the wall sometimes. And I know that there have probably been people along the way doubting you, like, are you sure you want to do this? The fact that you've not given up and that you've stayed true to the mission that God put you on, people are seeing that. People are noticing that.
Right. And it goes back to the word restore.
Yes.
So what we opted for our mission is to bring restoration to lives destroyed by addiction. Mm. And so for our 2026 year budget, we have set out a goal of $384,184 for our 2026 budget in order to make this house happen.
Mm-hmm. That's a big, hairy, audacious goal right there, kid.
Right.
In the reality of every single ministry, that's what gets overlooked. You know, there's not a person writing $1 million check every day. You know, it's you're operating on super thin margins. You're operating on the donations and the gifts of people that believe in what you're doing. It is literally hard work. And so that is a very big goal. But what you have set out to do as a mission is a huge goal, especially now in the age where it almost seems like drugs are a bigger epidemic than at any point in our history.
Well, that's right. And that's why we just had the Vision Banquet in September.
Mm.
That's why we just had the golf tournament, our second golf tournament.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's so exciting because we're working hard, as you said, to continue to have some fundraisers, to continue to raise money, raise awareness,
yeah.
offer services, and to let people know there's an issue.
Yes.
Some people aren't aware and aren't affected by it.
Right.
And so, you know, if people want to come out and golf, but they know they're supporting a great cause, well, then that helps us continue to do what we're doing. And so another thing that we're doing coming up on September 27th, we're doing an awareness event. It's called War on Fentanyl.
Oh, good, good. I don't think there's enough conversation about what in my eyes is such an epidemic. I mean, 10 years ago, my husband was in law enforcement and we would look at each other like, why aren't people talking about fentanyl? I'm so grateful that you're bringing this right to the forefront.
And I think that that's what's really important today.
Mm-hmm.
The impact of fentanyl on overdose deaths between 1999 and 2020. claimed over 930,000 lives, and it was the leading cause of overdose deaths in the United States.
That's horrible. I don't think anybody sets out to end their own life. They're trying to ease their suffering. So you can see those numbers making sense. But what I have seen more and more lately is kids saying, oh, I have Tylenol or I have Ritalin or something else. And there's fentanyl in that.
Right. And I do want to just say that that information that I received was from the CADCA organization, the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, was the CDC, and they work, CADCA works together with CDC.
Oh, wow.
And they put together a booklet on fentanyl that says, why fentanyl? Why now? And it put together these numbers to show people that there are, like you said, prescribed medications, but then also counterfeit pills.
Yes. Oh.
That people are now taking these and that the deaths continue to rise. So, for example, in 2022, the DEA was testing street drugs. Okay, and at that time, what they said from lab testing, they revealed that 6 out of every 10 fake pills contained fentanyl.
What?
With a potential lethal dose. Now, those were fake pills. That was in 2022. 6 out of every 10. Now, the latest research I have that the DEA has put out, it says 7 out of every 10 pills now contains lethal doses of fentanyl.
Oh, my goodness. So people that think they're saving money on ordering stuff off the internet are really putting their lives at risk.
Right. So if the problem is highly associated with fake pills.
Oh, my goodness.
They often look just like the pill you might get from the pharmacy.
Right.
That's why it's so important to talk about the fake pills. Because we were talking earlier, it only takes a very small dose of fentanyl, that's 2 milligrams, to be lethal. That's about the amount of fentanyl that could fit on the tip of a sharp pencil.
That to me is incredible, to think that something so tiny, so easily hidden in counterfeit medications and could absolutely be so catastrophic.
Right. And fentanyl is 50 times more potent than heroin.
Oh, my word. 50 times.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So there are two types of fentanyl. There's the pharmaceutical fentanyl, and then what we're talking about, the illicitly.
Sure.
So the pharmaceutical fentanyl has been used for decades for medical purposes, usually prescribed by healthcare providers, treating severe pain, particularly after surgery or advanced stages of cancer.
Like you said before, those are very controlled, very heavily monitored. They know where those prescriptions are being sourced. I mean, it's monitored from start to finish.
Right. Right. But the illicitly manufactured fentanyl is what's produced in a laboratory that is, that's what I'm talking about the parts that are not safe.
Right. Absolutely.
Found in details, yeah.
And I think that's the important distinction and a very important part of the conversation is, you know, a lot of things that are counterfeit, whether it's chewing gum or prescriptions or over-the-counter medication, these counterfeits are produced who knows where.
Right. That is exactly right. And the other thing is that it's important for people, parents especially, to start the conversation with their teenagers or even children about not taking anything that they find. It might look like a Skittle.
Right. Oh, right. Sometimes life seems harder than it needs to be. Huh? Hey, we're so grateful that you're listening to WPER this morning. I'm Heather. This is a very important conversation that we're having with Shelley Burnham. She's with CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, based in Culpeper, but serving many, many, many counties throughout Virginia. Their website is herestores.com. Christ-centered, right? So herestores.com. And we're talking about how, unfortunately, fentanyl is showing up in lots of fake things being produced now, fake over-the-counter medication, even fake and counterfeit candies. And Shelley, as a parent, what are some things that we should be on the lookout for in case they've gotten a hold of some of these either fake medicines or the tainted candy?
What are some of the signs of fentanyl poisoning? So discolored skin, a weak pulse, someone that's snoring or gasping or gurgling for air that just doesn't sound right. Mm-hmm. Your heartbeat slows down. And of course, unconsciousness. Learning the signs and what to look for is really important.
Yes. You know, and even some of the things you've listed, I have never heard, because let's just take a step back. It's the lack of understanding and awareness. I assume a drug overdose, especially a fentanyl poisoning, I would imagine it would be a pretty violent act, but apparently it's not.
Right. So let me go over some of those warning signs again. Mm-hmm. Okay. Unconsciousness, very small pupils, vomiting, inability to speak, limp arms and legs, purple lips and or fingernails, discolored skin, like a bluish, purple, grayish, a weak pulse, blood from the nose or mouth, snoring, gasping, or gurgling sounds, and heartbeat slows or stops. Those are warnings for fentanyl poisoning or overdose of opioids.
The most remarkable thing to me is that this can all happen very quietly.
And very quickly. So the DEA has all of this information also on their website at DEA.gov. And the campaign is called One Pill Can Kill. So DEA.gov, One Pill. That has a lot of these statistics. Another thing that I'd really like to encourage our listeners to look up is some information that the DEA has put out regarding the emoji drug code.
Oh, wow.
And there are certain emojis that are being used by those selling and those buying.
Oh my goodness.
There's a reference guide on that DEA.gov/onepill website that's very good for parents and caregivers and educators to have, to be informed, to take a look, especially if they're expecting or suspecting anything.
Oh, sure. Oh, gracious.
We are inviting the community to come to this event called War on Fentanyl on September 27th. That's going to be coming up real soon.
Very soon.
And definitely want to encourage the community to come out. It'll be from 1 to 4 p.m. And we're going to have this put on by the CARS organization. And I was telling you that we have Restore groups in various counties. So this event will be in Fauquier County, so Restore Fauquier will be present. Restore Fauquier meets at the Bridge Community Church, so they are the host of the event. And that's where the War on Fentanyl event will be in Warrington. And we're also working together with the American Legion Auxiliary there in Remington, because they know that our veterans are being affected by addictions. There's PTSD and self-medicating and alcohol and drugs that come into play. And we want to help folks find resources and support so that they're not turning to those things. And so we'll have a lot of different agencies present, and this community event will also be supported by the Fauquier County Sheriff's Department and Remington Post 247 of the American Legion. So a lot of us are coming together to bring this event with speakers, vendors, and resources. And Jill Chickowitz is coming. She is the creator and founder of an organization called To End the Stigma. And she also organizes something called A Night for Scott. And so she will be our guest speaker at the War on Fentanyl on September 27th from 1 to 4 p.m.
That's really fantastic that you have not just these speakers, but the support of the community. I mean, you talk about the sheriff's office and the different community organizations. That has to make you feel good that people want to get behind this and support what you're doing with the War on Fentanyl.
Well, that's exactly right. The thing is that it's becoming more and more clear that it's an epidemic and our communities are not immune.
No, goodness, no. No, I no. It's unbelievable to me that 3 years ago, when my daughter started high school, someone that's been affected by fentanyl poisoning said, this is something you need to keep with you at all times. You need to have it in your kids' backpacks. And I'm like, come on. And then we hear a child overdosed in a school bathroom. You know, it doesn't seem that unreasonable in such a short period of time. But again, like you said, since 1999, this has been going on. It just has not gotten the attention that it really deserved and needed until now. And so thankfully, yes, we are blowing the horn about you need to hear about this. You need to understand how this can affect not just people that you love, but people in the community that you may not even know.
Right. And so the medication that you were talking about having in the backpack, that is called naloxone. Another name is called Narcan.
Narcan, right.
And it's a medicine that rapidly reverses an opioid overdose, and it can quickly restore normal breathing to a person if their breathing has slowed or stopped because of a poisoning of or opioid overdose. And it has no effect on someone who does not have opioids in their system.
Okay.
And so it's good to have on hand for if that might be needed.
Right.
And we will be offering training.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, good.
And that will also be at our community awareness event, free Narcan training.
Oh, I love that. It's a different ballgame to have the medicine and knowing how to use it. The pharmaceutical fentanyl used in medical settings is very different than this stuff that's being made on the street. The effects can be life-changing. And so someone that does come into contact with some fentanyl, having that Narcan on standby to help in a situation, that really can be a life-changing difference for someone.
Fentanyl poisoning is the number one cause of death in Americans ages 18 to 45.
Oh my gracious.
And I was telling you earlier how fentanyl is 50 times more potent than heroin.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't tell you yet is that fentanyl can be hundreds of times more potent than morphine, and that is provided from the DEA.gov site.
Oh, my gracious.
It's much harder to put your mind around and think about and realize and grasp and understand until this affects someone you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And there are so many people who will think, this will never affect my family. Why would I need to know about this? But it's like addiction. You know, it's not like you can see it coming. It happens in families of all types.
That's right.
Thank you so much for being with us this morning on WPER. I'm Heather. Shelley Burnham is with us. She is with CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, based in Culpeper, but as you've heard, serving many, many counties surrounding Culpeper. More information, of course, at their website, herestores.com. That's herestores.com. And while you're there, you can find out more information about the War on Fentanyl event coming up on the 27th. And Shelley, I think our conversation today is very important because September is National Recovery Month. And of course, you and the folks at CARS are doing so much with regard to recovery of all types, not just from drugs and or alcohol, but you're really in the recovery business.
Our goal is to continue to bring restoration to lives destroyed by addiction, and part of how we do that through the recovery groups, through bringing the home, through awareness events such as the War on Fentanyl, but also through fundraisers so that we can continue to do what we're doing. And so we have another fundraiser coming up I'd like to invite the community to learn about. It's on our website at herestores.com. And it's called a free electronics recycling.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah, it's really fun because everybody is so happy to get rid of stuff.
Right. And especially when you're like, this doesn't work. I don't feel like, you know, dropping this off at the thrift store. I don't know what to do with this. You can't just throw it in the trash. Like, what do you do with it? These electronics recycling programs, that's a huge help to people in the community. And it saves so much from going into landfills.
Exactly. And so it will be Saturday, October 4th, from 9 o'clock till 2 p.m. in Culpeper. The host location is the Culpeper Church of Christ on Main Street. And like I said, all the information's on our website at herestores.com. And when I say electronics recycling, people don't know, like, well, would you take a toaster?
Right.
The answer is yes. Would you take a VCR? Yes.
Yes.
Well, what about VCR tapes? Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
So we'll take old DVDs, old CDs, cameras, old cell phones.
So anything copiers. Having to do with the electronics at all.
Yeah, the game systems.
Wow.
Ink and toner cartridges, old laptops, old speakers, all kinds of things. It's all on our website. There's much more than you can imagine.
I had no, I just thought, well, I've got an old calculator. It doesn't work and a monitor that doesn't work, but that is amazing. And again, this stuff doesn't belong in landfills because of all the different poisons that can leak from it. But a lot of stuff, especially when you're talking about recycling, those pieces, those inner pieces can be recycled and turned into who knows what. That's awesome.
Right. So this will be a fundraiser for our organization.
Oh,
we are a 501c3. So we are working with a company that will properly process all of the electronics. They can even take out a hard drive right there on scene to help you if you want to donate a computer that you'd like to recycle. They can help take out the hard drive for you.
That's awesome.
So there's lots of things that we can do and we can take, and everything that we take will help be a fundraiser for CARS.
I love that. And the reason I do, I'm telling you this so seriously, I found a box of old floppy disks, and my husband looks at me and says, "What do we do with these?" Now I know.
That's right. That's right.
That's awesome. And of course, it'll be a fun day. You know, you get to see some of the things people still had from years and years and years ago. And even some kids were like, "What is that?" So it's a history lesson, right? It's a history lesson.
That's right.
That's so fun. But it's nice that it works also as a fundraiser, because as you said before, being a 501c3, having this budget for the year 2026, you know, completion of that restoration home, and again, funding everything that you do for the restore groups, it's really important. And as a 501c3, I know that when people give to you, whether it's of their resources, of their time, that it is tax deductible for those gifts to you.
That's right. And thank you for bringing that up. And we do have a lot of needs, but we know the Lord will provide.
Yes.
And we do have opportunities for people to volunteer with us. And on our website, there's a place to sign up for that, to ask for prayer or to join our prayer team.
That's really nice. And I love the fact that you offer prayer to people, because you've had a moment where you're sitting in the car and you're like, I really just need somebody to pray, and I don't even know who to turn to. It's nice to have these things in your back pocket so that you know you can get someone praying for you right away.
Yeah, that's right.
And I know prayer is a huge and important part of what you do, because you said before, you're relying on the Lord to provide for this budget that you have, but it's not just, oh God, we need the money. It's the business end of a ministry. You need money to keep the lights on, to keep groups able to meet in places, to get the plumbing and the electricity done in the restoration home.
Right. That's right.
Can we find out more about the Restore groups on your website?
Yes. That's as soon as you go to herestores.com, that's actually going to be on the first page.
Oh, good.
As well as it's been about the upcoming home and how that looks. But yes, I definitely want to encourage our listeners to visit our website and find out more about our Restore Recovery groups, because we have opportunities for people to come visit, and
wow,
it's considered an open format. So some people come because they want to be there to help pray and help encourage.
I love that.
They might not be personally walking in addiction. They may have been delivered from addiction and want to be there to encourage other people. So we do have an open format, and we certainly would love to have some of our listeners come and visit anytime.
You know, I think that's part of the God-designed community, peer support, someone that has walked the path and survived by God's grace, who can look at someone else and go, I've been there. I have lived through it. Yes, it was hard, but God got me through, and here's how. You know, it's like you become a light on someone's path.
Right. And when you say lived through it, that's a very important piece, that there are folks that come who have what we call lived experiences, and it might be a mom there whose adult child is going through addiction, and another mom comes in and says, I just need support.
Oh.
And then we're able to connect the moms together, grandmas and wives, and, you know, it's that's what I mean about it affects the whole family.
And to know that there is support available for someone whose loved one is going through this, I think that is equally as valuable and such an incredible service, because when someone you love is in recovery, there can be a lot of guilt, doubt, shame, frustration, questions. Whether or not that loved one is currently in recovery, you have to learn, how can I best support this person without losing myself?
Substance abuse in the United States affects more than 40 million people.
Oh my
But when
goodness.
We break it down, we know it's here. We know it's there's people hurting in silence. We know that there is a wife who is afraid to talk to anyone because of what other people might think.
Right.
Because of her spouse or child is coping with their issues. I just met with a lady yesterday, and she said, I told no one.
Right. That means you're not getting any kind of support as you try to deal with this, what has to feel like a hurricane of emotions and everything swirling.
Right. And so to our listener who's listening right now, we want you to know you are not alone.
And to that loved one right now who is feeling alone as they watch their loved one struggle with some kind of addiction, can they also go to herestores.com?
Yes, and they can also call our number, and I can hand that to you here now. 540-445-1733. That's 540-445-1733.
Shelley, thank you so much, not just for your time today, but for pursuing, relentlessly pursuing this vision that God put on the heart of the board at CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services.
It's been an honor to share, and I appreciate you having me today.
That is Shelley Burnham with CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, based in Culpeper, but serving so many counties throughout Virginia. I think she said 15 at one point. All that information is at their website, which is herestores.com. That's herestores.com. And November is National Recovery Month. So again, CARS is not addiction specific. So if there is an addiction in your life or in the life of someone you love dearly, CARS stands at the ready to help, not just those who need help with addiction, restoring their lives, but also those who support the loved one with addiction. And I think that support is so important. Again, their War on Fentanyl community event is the 27th of this month, so next weekend. And then their Electronics Take Back is coming up in October. All the details about this and so much more at herestores.com. Again, I'm Heather. Thank you so much for listening to Your Encouraging WPER this morning. I hope the rest of your day is awesome.